B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
21 Savage speaking out for the first time since his arrest. Another record-breaking trailer and romance and sci-fi battle it out at the box office. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, this may be the final nail in the coffin for R. Kelly.
Leroy has your sports.
And I know where all the pimps and hoes are going to be this weekend.
Oh, my goodness. But first, Trump planning to sign a spending bill that would keep the government open. He will then reportedly declare a national emergency to get more border wall funding. The $333 billion package includes $1.38 billion in funding for the wall, which is far less than the $5.7 billion that he asked for. He is scheduled to make remarks about border security at 10 a.m.
How is that national, like a national emergency is like if there's like a massive snowstorm, like, you know, like a weather emergency, or I don't know, someone flies a plane into a building. Those are type of things that call, this is a self-induced emergency.
It's your president. 21 Savage speaking out for the first time today since being arrested by ICE on February 3rd. He will be on Good Morning America talking to Lindsay Davis and says that his arrest was definitely targeted.
I don't even know. I was just driving and I just seen guns and blue lights. And then I was in the back of a car and I was gone.
They tell you you're under arrest?
No, they didn't say nothing. They just said we got Savage.
We got Savage, my God. Well, the Frozen 2 teaser trailer was just released and is now a record breaker. It was watched 116.4 million times in its first 24 hours, and that broke the record for animated movie previously held by Incredibles 2. The overall record for trailers is, of course, Avengers Endgame, which was viewed 289 million times in the first 24 hours.
They said they're introducing Fall. Like somebody who can manipulate the fall in this next movie. That's what it looks like. You know how people analyze
in the Frozen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How they hyperanalyze. Like I saw a hyperanalyzation that said that Elsa's now a lesbian. So.
Wow. Okay.
And a couple new movies to check out this weekend. Rebel Wilson stars in Isn't It Romantic? She plays an architect who hates romantic movies, but then she finds herself stuck in one. I actually saw it. It's really funny. It also stars Liam Hemsworth and Adam Devine. And then there's Happy Death Day to You, a sequel about a sorority murder victim, and the sequel they're saying is more sci-fi this time than horror thriller. All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, the Jesse Smollett investigation has taken yet another dramatic turn as two men of interest have been questioned. Now, the men are allegedly brothers from Nigeria and extras on the show Empire. And there's also reports that they are possibly friends of Jesse's, although that has yet to be confirmed. They had also both traveled to Nigeria hours after the attack, returned on Wednesday night when they were arrested at Chicago O'Hare Airport. Police raided their home on Thursday, found numerous items, including bleach and an Empire script. Now, the rumor that is going around now is that the whole attack was staged because Jesse's character is being written off the show,
although
Fox has come forward to deny that, saying it's completely untrue. And the Chicago police superintendent is also denying rumors, saying anything stating the incident was staged or a hoax is uninformed and inaccurate. So it's pretty much at this point who you believe, and it doesn't look good for Jesse at the moment.
I don't know what to do with my emotions. I need to know something. I need to know.
I know what to do.
Truth or lying. I need to know which direction to go in.
Well, you may be wondering why Kenny G is trending on Twitter. And no, he didn't die, because that was the first thing I thought yesterday when I saw it. Kanye West got his wife, Kim, a very romantic Valentine's Day gift by hiring Kenny G to serenade her with his saxophone in the middle of a maze of individual roses and vases.
That's not awkward.
No. But the funny thing, if you like searched this and was looking at people's comments on Twitter and Instagram, it ended up turning into people trying to figure out how Kenny got there and how he was going to get out.
Exactly. It was hilarious.
It was so funny, because it was like they were like, wait a minute, did he like stand there and they put the roses around him, or like did they drop him in? Like, how did this happen?
And who cleaned this up?
Right. Yeah. Like, who's actually doing all
this? At some point it gets humiliating for Kenny G.
Right. And for all the R. Kelly haters out there, your weekend is about to be made and it's only Friday. Word is an indictment and arrest is imminent after another video showing R. Kelly having sex with an underage girl has been turned over to police.
Wow.
Now, the 45-minute long VHS tape shows R. Kelly engaging in multiple sex acts with a 14-year-old girl. On the tape, it's a little graphic. The girl calls the man, who appears to be R. Kelly, daddy, urinates at his request. He urinates on her, and then the girl is also seen on the tape referring to her body parts as 14 years old multiple times. Now, the lawyer who is representing one of R. Kelly's former employees, Michael Avenatti, refused to say when the tape was made, only that it is within the statute of limitations and that it's not the same video that he was on trial for in 2008. And as of this morning, R. Kelly's lawyers say they are not aware of such a tape. And as far as they know, he is not facing any new charges. But this is very much out there, and it's not looking good for your boy right now. Here's Leroy.
My boy.
I know. It's waiting for you to say something.
Please.
Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, so the Daytona 500 is going down this Sunday, and your boy and my boy, yes. Super Bowl MVP, yes. Julian Edelman, he'll be the honorary starter for the race.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Right, he's going to be waving a green flag. All right, so moving on to the Sox. Sox pitcher David Price, right? He changed his number from 24 mm-hmm. to 10. Now, when he was asked about it, he said, we have to figure it out. Anyone want to take any guesses?
I already know.
So you already know.
Guess, yeah.
Don't think too deep. It's not Saw. He's not Jigsaw. Let's.
I have no idea.
All right. So anyways, the answer is because his son's name is Xavier. And yeah. X is the Roman numeral for 10.
Yep.
It's not that deep, but it's cute. So yeah, that's what it is. All right. The Bruins, they are on a 5-game road trip. And they play the Anaheim Ducks tonight at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., if you can stay up that late. And as we speak, there is a nation of pimps and hoes traveling from all over the country to North Carolina for All-Star Weekend.
A trail of glitter.
Yes, the NBA All-Star Weekend. People, I'm not targeting the NBA. It happens with the Super Bowl, NHL, boxing, all that. That is a known fact that it gets flooded with those type of people. So be careful out there. But here's the schedule. All right, so tonight you have the Hall of Fame announcement and the celebrity game. Tomorrow night at 8 will be the skills competition, which is the three-point contest, the dunk contest, and the skills three-point contest and the dunk contest. And then to close it out Sunday, it's the 68th NBA All-Star Game. And the question is, will Kyrie play? We shall see. And
will that piss you off?
No.
If he plays, would that piss you off? Because he's been hurt and he hasn't been playing in the last couple games for the Celtics.
No, I wouldn't be upset. I need to be entertained. Entertain me, please.
Gotcha.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.